Okay, Gemara Shabbos. Let's learn a piece from Vardishav, from Kasher Hassel to the Tzaddik, of Lichtiger Shabbos. The flying was Eshin, even more Lichtiger Shabbos. So it says in Pasuk like this, Parsh Nachir Mai says, Mishpatai Tasu, Veschukai Sai Tishmru. You should keep my Mishpatim and keep my Chukim. So the Vardishav says, a simple but deep word. Ki chukai is a mitzvah she'en lam tam. You know, chukai is a chayk is always a mitzvah that doesn't have a reason. We don't understand it. Mishpatim, however, a mitzvah she'esh lam tam. Those are mitzvahs that seemingly have a human reason. Ubam, as he says like this, the truth is, kishadam ha'isa ha'mitzvah she'en lam tam. Only when a person keeps the mitzvahs that are called chukim, that don't have a reason, that we're not masik the reason. Azai hu mizdakech b'zeh. Only then does the mind become clarified, lahavin a mitzvah sheishlam tam, to be able to then have a shaychus to mitzvahs that then have a reason kviyachal. Avol chas v'shalom kishadam eino oisa ha mitzvahs sheim chukim. But if a person doesn't do the mitzvahs which are a chayk, azai ein lo seichel klal, then the person doesn't have a seichel. Lahavin ha mitzvahs to chap the mitzvah sheishlam tam kidei lasis, that the person then does not have a seichel to understand the reason for mitzvahs which are possible. In other words, Even the reasons that we have for mitzvahs are betzem, a gift from the Rabbanu Shalom, that we should be able to understand them and to appreciate them and to absorb them. And only way a person is zaycha to be able to have a shaychus to mishpatim is only if they keep chukim. B'zeh, and that's the meaning of the pasuk. As chukai say tishmeru, if a person keeps the chukim, kishutasa mitzvah sheim chukim, you do mitzvahs which are chukim, sheim lem tam, hazayizakich sechlecha, then the mind becomes purified to be able to understand, at least to have a shaychus to seichel elaki, to divine intellect, lahavin a mitzvah sheish lam tam lasis, to then understand the mitzvahs that seemingly do have a reason. Zeh, as mishpatei tasu, after that. Zeh remez, and he says an amazing thing. The end of the pasuk after this is the famous sentence, asher yaseh adam, that a person should keep these mitzvahs to do them, b'chayi b'hem, and to live by them. So he says, sheyovin sha mitzvahs he machiyah shaloi. When a person, this process of keeping chukim, and then being able to be zeicher to understand mishpatim, then you get to the real oimik of mitzvahs, which is to realize that it's mamish your life itself. It's beyond reasons, beyond experiences, beyond I understand, I don't understand, it's mamish chiyas itself, but you become one with the mitzvahs. It's a process of becoming one with the mitzvahs. First it's a chayk, she don't chap, so it's like sort of outside of you, and then it's mishpatim, where like your seichel chaps it, and then it's v'chayben, where it's mamish, it's in your blood, it's mamish who you are. And that's the process of the avaydenu. Shbizaychem nischus the berditcher, to be able to have eskashus to mitzvahs like that, eskashus to each other, and bizaychem have a lichtige Shabbos together, this is Shem. Shkaya. Oh, Rav Chaim ben Akash, Omer, Zakash, Baruch, Zakash, Zisrael.